The real estate website Zillow says Valley renters will see a larger average price increase than the national average this year, but analysts also say the rate of that increase is slowing down. Joining me with more on this is Svenja Gadell, Zillow's chief economist. And Svenja, it looks like your forecast for this year is for rents to slow, but not that much in the West. Is that about right?
You know, it depends on where you are. In Phoenix, specifically, we're definitely seeing a slowdown, and you're roughly cutting the rental appreciation rate in half. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, rents are still rising and it will become more expensive to rent this year than it was last year.
Why is it that the prices are starting to slow down a little bit here in the Phoenix area?
You know, I think, and this story is very similar to what's going on with the rest of the country, we're starting to see more supply actually hit the market. We, you know, during the housing bust, we definitely underbuilt, and there wasn't a lot of rental inventory hitting the market that was new. And, of course, for the last few years, a lot of developers have been building a lot more, but these projects have a fairly long, tail to actually make it to the marketplace. And finally, we're starting to see some of these units come online, and that's reducing some of the pressures on price.
In Phoenix, we've heard a lot about how much of the new inventory is sort of the higher-end luxury-type apartments. Is that similar to what you're seeing in other markets as well?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the new construction that is currently undergoing or is just coming online is high-end luxury rentals. And most developers are not building middle-of-the-road apartments currently. I've heard that that might change this year. However, most of the ones that are currently happening are high-end luxury buildings.
So is that a concern then to the developers and the managers of those facilities to hear that rents will start to slow down a little bit?
You know, I think it's something to be fairly expected in the industry. It's a cyclical one, you know, but it's certainly something to keep in mind when thinking about how much more supply do we need at the high end. And some markets can absolutely need more supply, like a San Francisco, I think, is still in high need of more supply.
Given the lag time between when projects are conceived and originally planned and when they actually come online, do you expect to see more ground broken or more projects approved or thought of going forward now, especially since we have all this inventory out there?
Well, I think there's still a need for more inventory, and keep in mind that even though rental appreciation is slowing, it's still increasing. And I think there's still a need for more supply, perhaps at different price points in the market. But if you consider rental affordability, which is something we follow fairly closely at Zillow, we really have a bit of a affordability crisis on the rental side going on right now, where incomes just haven't been growing as fast as rental increases have. And so I think it's a good thing to see a bit more rental inventory come online to bring those two more into in line.
What do you think is sort of that magic number where folks will look at rental versus buying a home and say, it just doesn't make sense. The price isn't that much more to buy a house. We're just going to do that instead of renting.
Yeah, and you know, I think we're already there. And for us, that magic number it comes in form of the break-even horizon, which is our way to measure how long do you have to stay in a place for it to be financially advantageous to actually buy that place versus having rented that place. And nationally, that break-even horizon for us is right around 2 years. And many places around the country are right around 2 years as well. And so it really makes sense if you're going to stay somewhere for, say, 2 to 3 years, you should definitely consider buying that place versus renting that.
You talked about how it's potentially a good thing that all these units are coming online because it could potentially lower the prices a little bit. Do you foresee apartment rentals or even single-family home rentals becoming more affordable in the Phoenix area in the near future?
No, I mean, I think for the time being, our forecast calls for another 1.4% increase in rental rates for 2016. So I think, unfortunately, rents will continue to climb, albeit at a relatively slow pace, and that gives incomes a chance to catch up a bit more. But for the foreseeable future, I don't think rentals will get significantly cheaper anytime soon.
Svenja Gadell is chief economist at Zillow. Svenja, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.